Remarks of the President, Indianapolis, Indiana, 9 October 1952.
Greet our honored guest. We're proud of his many visits to Indiana and most grateful in our heart for his great service to the American people. I'm happy at this time to present to you the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Well, just give me a chance. It's grand to see so many of you out here this early in the morning. As you may have heard, I've been getting up early all my life. It's a good thing I'm used to it. Because the president has to work 17 hours a day and he has to start early to get in that many hours. Judging from the spirit you have out here this morning, I know you're going to elect some good Democrats this fall. For the House of Representatives, John C. Carvey. For Senator, Governor Henry Schricker. And for Governor, John A. Watkins. Now, I'm out here campaigning because I believe it is essential for the welfare and progress of the country to help elect Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. You know the fine liberal record of Adlai Stevenson has made as governor of your neighboring state of Illinois. He's shown that government can be used to improve the lot of the average man. That's what the Democratic Party believes in. Governor Stevenson has made it clear in this campaign that he will move forward with the great programs we have carried out since Franklin D. Roosevelt was inaugurated in 1933. There is a big difference, my friends, between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Look at the record. The Republican Party has always been the party of the wealthy corporations and what Alexander Hamilton used to call the rich and the well-born. We Democrats don't ask a man whether he's in the social register or not, or which country clubs he belongs to. The Democratic Party is the party of the people, and we have shown by our record that we don't let the people down. As President of the United States, I have worked for more than 7 years for programs to build better homes, better schools and hospitals, to extend Social Security, to see that the farmers and the workers and all the plain people in this country get a fair deal. The old guard Republicans have fought me every step of the way, and they are the people who have now taken over the campaign of the Republican candidate for president. I'm sorry to say that the Republican candidate for president doesn't know anything about the histories or the history of them. So it ought to be plain to you that the way to continue a government that is interested in your welfare is to send Adlai Stevenson to the White House. In this campaign, the Republicans have been trying to cover up their terrible record in Congress. They are afraid to talk about the real issues because their record is too bad. They spend their time throwing mud at the president, trying to divert your attention from the campaign. I don't mind the mud. I've thrown back too much of it and I know how to handle it. They've been sending up a smoke screen trying to fool the people. They make a lot of wild and reckless charges about the present administration and about the President of the United States. Then they say, just turn the government over to us and we'll fix everything, and they sure would. The Republicans now say we're not going to tell you how we'll do it. Just leave that up to us, and we'll take care of it. I don't think you and the rest of the American people are going to fall for that line of hokum. If you do, you'll get just exactly what you deserve. Because the record of the Republican Party is so awful, it ought to be a warning to you. I've been saying that the Republican Party has opposed every progressive measure for the good of the people in this country for the last 20 years. They tell me the Republicans are squealing like stuck hogs and saying I've been unfair. Well, I don't think I've been unfair. I know them too well. You see, I've been with them I've been with the administrations in Washington for the last 18 years. And they can't tell you anything that I don't know the facts about. A lot of times they fight and stall and block the progressive measures, and then after they're licked, vote for them on final passage in order to get credit for having voted for a good measure. But maybe they were in favor of something a time or two. I don't remember it if they were. But I want to be generous with them. Let's give them credit for the benefit of the doubt. And let's say they haven't been wrong but 90% of the time. Well, I'll even give them 80%. I still don't want you to put them in charge of the government. I still don't think you want a party that's been against Social Security, against full employment, against minimum wage, against the Wagnerite, against public housing, against public power. Well, I could go on with a list for an hour and never repeat myself. And I'm sure you get the idea. The governor mentions rural electrification. I'll make you a special speech on that a little later. My friends, I don't fall for the campaign you're hooey the Republicans are giving you. I ask you, as citizens of this great state of Indiana, to study the record. The record speaks for itself, and it's only the record that I've been pulling on these people, and they can't stand it. The record speaks for the welfare of the country, and it also says that the Democratic Party has been for the welfare of the country all the time, and the Republicans haven't. Now, that's the issue. You won't find the Republicans discussing issues. They're talking about people, and they're using character assassination, and they're using nothing in the world but misrepresentation of the facts, because they can't stand to have the facts given to the people. What I want you to do is just study the record. You're the government. If you study the record, and then use your best interest in the interest of this great republic of ours and the welfare of the world as a whole, you'll go to the polls on November the 4th, and you'll vote a straight Democratic ticket, and then the country will be safe for another 4 years. Now, I'd like very much to be able to present my daughter to you this morning, but my daughter is just like all the rest of the high school girls around here, and she's a little better than, a little older than a high school girl, but she's still asleep, and I can't present her to you. Next time I come back, I'll come a little later in the day.